Phoenix Audio presents
The Blue Hour by T. Jefferson Parker. The way to hunt is for as long as you live against as long as there is such and such an animal. Ernest Hemingway, Green Hills of Africa. Chapter 1. That Sunday evening, Tim Hess lumbered down the sidewalk to the snack stand at 15th Street. The skaters parted but paid him no attention. It was cool for August, and the red flag on the lifeguard house pointed stiff to the east. The air smelled of the Pacific and ketchup. Hess got coffee and headed across the sand. He sat down on the picnic bench and squinted out at the waves. A big south swell was coming, and the sea looked lazy and dangerous. A minute later, Chuck Brighton joined him at the table. His tie flapped in the breeze, and his white hair flared up on one side, then lay down again. He set a briefcase onto the bench and sat down beside it, facing Hess. He tore open a pack of sugar. "Hello, boss," said Hess. "Tim, how are you feeling?" "I feel damn good, considering. Just look at me." Brighton looked at him and said nothing. Then he leaned forward on his elbows. He was a big man, and when he shifted his weight on the wooden bench, Hess could feel the table move because the benches and the table were connected with steel pipe. The sand stretched out before them 100 yards or so to the ocean. Hess looked at the angry waves again. He had lived his childhood here in Newport Beach, well over half a century ago. "You'll have to feel damn good for something like this. I haven't seen anything like it since Kraft. It would have to happen now, 6 months after my best detective retires." Hess didn't acknowledge the compliment. Brighton had always been as generous with his praise as he was with his punishments. They'd worked together.